This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The NFL Players Union says everybody is praying for DeMar Hamlin. The Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin is in critical condition after his heart stopped, say the Bills, following a tackle during Monday Night Football. Correspondent Denny Kapp.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field in the first quarter of Monday night's Bengals-Bills game. Hamlin was administered CPR and reportedly received oxygen before being taken to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center by ambulance. Hamlin collided with Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins after a completion. He got back up to his feet and fell backward about 3 seconds later, laying motionless. The league suspended the game after an on-field conference involving players, coaches, and officials.
Overnight, donations to a community toy drive he organized surged to more than $1 million. His stated goal was $2,500. The suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students has a court hearing this afternoon in Pennsylvania, where he was found staying with his parents. Brian Koberger is not expected to fight extradition to Idaho. A doctor who led a study about kids who accidentally ate marijuana-laced treats says parents have to be more careful. The AP's Julie Walker.
The number of young kids, especially toddlers, who accidentally ate cannabis-laced treats like candies, chocolates, and cookies rose sharply over 5 years as pot became legal in more places in the U.S. According to a study published today in the journal Pediatrics, nearly a quarter of the children wound up hospitalized, some seriously ill. I'm Julie Walker.
Pelé, the soccer legend, is being buried today in Brazil. His casket escorted through the streets of the city of Santos to a nearby cemetery. The funeral for Pope Emeritus Benedict will be Thursday, led by Pope Francis. This is AP News. Now to the dilemma of working parents with young children in these times. The AP's Jennifer King.
Child care disruptions continue even as parents try to move forward from COVID-19. Illnesses and problems with child care continue to upend the lives of families with young children. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that 104,000 Americans missed work in October because of child care problems. That's a record high that surpasses earlier pandemic levels. And while absences fell in November, the numbers are still higher than typical. The data also finds the country has 8% fewer child care workers than before the pandemic. Flu, COVID-19, and pediatric RSV cases collided in a triple-demic that has been straining children's hospitals and keeping parents home for weeks. And it's not just the kids. One daycare owner in Uxbridge, Massachusetts, tells the AP she's been facing a constant battle between the children and the staff coming down sick. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.